Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're posting and toasting.
I'm going to read some old tweets from our fellow WFN co-workers, and Tiki will guess who posted it. We'll decide if we want to toast them. You ready?
I am.
This is a double. Okay, so these are two tweets that are basically in the same calendar year about the same subject from the same person. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Same person, same subject. It's a double, if you will. The first one is from September 13th, 2011. The person writes, "Really? Who picks out boomer shirt tie combos?" Followed by December 19th, "When does boomer update the wardrobe? Ever?" So clearly somebody obsessed with the wardrobe of Boomer Esiason.
Hmm.
Is that person Tiki Barber?
Nope, not me.
Brandon Tierney?
I doubt it.
Sean Morash? Or Keith McPherson?
Oh, Keith McPherson.
Let's find out if it's Keith McPherson.
You're wrong.
That's okay. It is not Keith McPherson. So, and you've ruled yourself out. You're confident about that?
I'm pretty sure.
So it's not Tiki, according to himself.
What year is this?
This is 2011. This is September of 11 and December of 11. This unnamed person had an obsession with Boomer's wardrobe. Not a fan.
Hmm. Sean?
You're wrong.
No, I'm too much of a slob.
The answer is BT.
Come on, dude.
BT?
Yes.
Why would BT? Was he even here?
I mean, he was watching Boomer on TV. It's 2011. Boomer's been doing or was doing.
2011. Brandon was in San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, Boomer is national, man.
Oh, I'm thinking of, okay.
What are you thinking of? The guy did CBS pregame show for a million years.
Okay, I got it. I was thinking WFAN.
No,
I wasn't even thinking of national CBS broadcast.
This is Brandon.
Oh, I see.
BT didn't realize he was going to work with Boomer in a couple of years. I never thought, and look, I'm not a fashion guy, so I guess I couldn't answer this. BT could, because he does seem to dress pretty well. So
yeah.
I put him over in that regard.
Right.
I never noticed Boomer's shirt tie combo being a problem or his wardrobe being outdated. Now, maybe it's because anyone who wears a suit looks good to me, so it's like, it looks great.
Well, if it's on CBS, it probably wasn't him. It was probably whoever the stylist was.
Oh, so not even a Boomer issue.
No.
Interesting.
Interesting. That's right.
So you never noticed Brandon as one to critique a wardrobe?
I didn't know BT at that point.
I understand.
Became my partner for a decade, a year later.
All right. This one is from February 18th, 2016. Now, I want to remind you, this one includes a picture. It's a picture of a toilet with stuff. Like around the toilet, like a potato chip next to the toilet. And so the comment to this picture
is
in the work bathroom lies a potato chip next to the toilet. Who snacks on the bowl? Is that person Al Dukes?
Definitely.
Greg Giannotti, Sean Morash, or Jerry Recco?
This is Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
How is it not Al Dukes? He's the one that comments about the toilet.
Well, it's not Al Dukes.
Recco?
You're wrong.
Sean?
It's how he ended up being a fat piece of ass.
That was you.
Really?
That was your potato chip?
That was... I don't know if it was his potato chip, but he tweeted out a picture.
No, it was a smokescreen.
In the work bathroom lies a potato chip next to the toilet.
I know
Sean. Who snacks on the bowl?
I know Sean. That was a smokescreen.
Was it?
He dropped it and didn't want to pick it up. And so he's like, can you believe somebody's eating while taking a... You know what?
Look, I'm going to make something very clear right now. I believe I have matured. I'm 38 years old. I'm a father of two. There was a time in my life I absolutely brought bags of chips on the bowl. I don't remember tweeting this, and maybe I was trying to see how people would respect somebody who does that without saying it. I don't know. I don't remember this tweet, but I will raise my hand to say at one point in my life I was guilty of that.
Nice.
He does ask a great question, though, which is like, do you nosh when you're on the toilet?
No.
The only thing I've done is I'll nosh while I'm...
Maybe?
Let's chew gum. Yeah, it doesn't even count.
Right.
The one thing I've done is like I was eating a muffin the other night. And I had to go to the bathroom, but not that one. Just
yeah.
I had to, you know,
yeah.
The thing, the basic one,
right?
As they say. And so I did do that. I actually found it really convenient because think about this. I'm over the bowl. I'm going and I'm eating and the crumbs from the muffin go right into the toilet.
Ah, right.
So I thought it was like doubly convenient.
Not on the couch or on the floor.
Exactly. So that one I don't find weird, but if you're sitting down and doing the other thing, that to me would be very strange.
Very.
I agree. I've matured. I don't do that anymore, but there was, again, a time in my life I did. I was big on cans of Pringles in there because I felt like it was a little harder container.
Let's see if Tiki can get this one. June 24th, 2013.
I'm 0-for today.
Yeah, you're 0-for. Let's see if you can nail this one. I have July 4th through the 10th off. The plan is to get in my car with my dog and just drive with no particular destination. Mm. Is that person Al Dukes, Greg Giannotti, Evan Roberts, or Sean Morash?
That's you, Evan.
Evan, I don't think he's got a lot of friends.
Mm. Nailed that one.
Nailed it.
That was me.
That was the easiest one of all time.
Right.
I wasn't sure if he would get that. I thought Al would throw him off a little bit.
Was that still Dudley?
That was Dudley, yes. I've only had one dog in my entire life.
Oh, you had cats. That's
right. I had a cat. I did have multiple cats.
How do you have cats and then dogs? You're either a dog person or you're a cat person.
So I'm going to tell you.
You cannot be both.
Well, I am both.
And did they exist at the same time?
Yeah. So here's what happened. I have to walk you through the details so you'd understand. When I lived down in Maryland and I was living by myself, I always wanted to get a pet because we never had pets when I was a kid. Like my parents were allergic. Mm-hmm. My sister was allergic. Never happened. So the first thing I got was a cat based on the responsibility meter. I was told a dog is like a child. A cat is like a roommate. Mm-hmm. And I was 19 at the time, living by myself.
Oh.
So the cat is probably best for you. And I got a cat and I loved her. Her name was Freedom.
I'm a loser.
Unbelievable. I love Freedom. Okay. Freedom passed away, unfortunately, of cancer when she was, unfortunately, way too young. She was 10. She should have,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Whatever, I'm going to start crying. I'm not going to talk.
Yeah.
So when I lost Freedom in 2012, I thought about it. I said, how do I replace Freedom? You can't replace Freedom. So I said, I'm going to get a cat and I'm going to get a dog.
Wow.
And so
double down.
I adopted my grandmother's cat, who had also about to be passing away. So I saved.
Jeez. She was sick. And where was the cat going to go?
Jeez, you approach free agency like Cashman, huh?
Oh, your grandmother was going to pass
My grandmother, not the cat.
Okay, I was confused for
a second. So I adopted my grandmother's cat and Dudley within 24 hours of each other.
Wow.
And they lived together for a very long time. Sushi is no longer with us. Dudley still is. Mm. So I will say to you, Teak, I'm a dog cat guy.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't that prove it? Doesn't my track record show you I'm a cat dog guy?
You are an animal lover.
I am. Now, my
any
wife.
Any other animals?
Fish,
ferrets.
No.
Guinea pigs.
There is this squirrel that lives on the deck that we feed all the time. So, sort of a pet.
What?
He's got one ear. Yeah. We got a one-eared squirrel.
And he
that,
doesn't run from you?
No, he's like house trained. It's crazy. He sits down.
That dude.
He sits down begging. First of all, let me make something clear. I'm not that dude. My family is those dudes.
Okay.
I'm not exactly a huge fan of this.
Right.
But I support it. And the reason I'm not a huge fan, as my wife will tell you, is because the squirrel will eat the food. And that's great. We make the squirrel happy. But then birds come over. Mm. Now, what do you think the birds do?
Right.
They crap everywhere. So
yes.
Our deck, as I go to the hot tub, is like hopscotch getting away from the bird turds that are lying everywhere. So, no, I love my wife and family, so I support them.
Nice.
But if it was up to me, I would not be feeding this.
I love it.
I have a two-part question for Ace Ventura in there. What did you end up doing with your dog during the 4th of July break? Do you remember?
I do remember. He came with me, and I did this numerous times with Dudley. We went on road trips together. So the one that I was referring to in 2013, I'll never forget. First, I went to Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where I actually spread the ashes of my passed away cat.
I'm a loser.
That was first. Then I went to Cleveland
desecration of sacred property or something?
I don't think so. I was honoring my cat who was named in honor of all our heroes, including those that fought on that famous battle.
Mm.
Like, we're free because of that.
Yes.
Like, those are things that are really, really important. So I don't think I did anything disrespectful. I was honored.
What kind of address did you give as you were spreading those ashes?
I was bawling, bro.
Was it a Gettysburg address?
No, no, no.
I like it, Tiki. I like where you went.
Then I went to Cleveland, Ohio to see an Indians game. Then I went to Detroit, Michigan, and dropped
So what did you do with the dog while you were at the Indians game?
So every time I went somewhere, there were two things. Either I'd get a hotel and the dog would just hang out, or I would actually take him to doggy daycares all over the country. So Gettysburg was a doggy daycare. Cleveland, I'll never forget this. I actually go up to them and say, look, I'm actually not staying, but I need a room for my dog. I was just very honest. Like, I'm going to rent a room. I'm going to be out by midnight. I just need a room. So the guy says to me, I'm going to do something even better. We have a room under construction. It doesn't have a bathroom, but everything else is fine. Would you like that room since your dog doesn't need to use the bathroom? I'll give it to you for a half price.
Wow.
I was like, done.
All right.
So I rented this constructed room in Cleveland.
Nice.
Where Dudley hung out. He didn't need to go to the bathroom. I'd walk him. And then we went to Detroit. And then from Detroit, we went to Milwaukee. We saw the Mets take on the Brewers. Then I went to Chicago to see Cubs White Sox.
Nerd alert!
Then I drove back.
We saw the Mets take on the Brewers.
Yeah. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's just you and the dog.
So was the dog that didn't go to the games.
Right, so who saw the Mets take on the Brewers?
Oh, that was just me then. That was just me.
Let me get this straight. So during 4th of July weekend, you packed up the car with your dead cat's ashes and your dog and you went to baseball games.
That is correct,
okay,
yes.
Cool.
Lovely. First we went to Civil War Memorial, then we went to baseball games.
Yeah. My illustrious co-host, Evan Roberts, people.
Thank you.
Evan Roberts.
Hopefully Dudley didn't leave anything at Gettysburg as a tribute to that in his own way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.